Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday that feels like a Monday, but in the Packers world, it's a Friday edition.
Right, because they got kind of a Friday style practice today, and then they're traveling to Brazil tomorrow, and well, you get the idea. Edition.
I watched Unsportsmanlike instead of Good Morning America this morning.
Wow.
And wow. It sure sounds to me, with Michelle Schmalman having gotten down to her final three, that she's almost trying to talk herself out of the Packers. Like, she's afraid to be with a team that's going to be devoted to her. Like, yeah. I don't want to get into any other issues that...
You think she's a bad boyer, huh?
The other choices are the Jets and the Bears, so maybe she just likes losing. Edition.
She got rid of Joey B.
Yeah, Joey B's out, bro.
If Joey B's out, we're winning. It's over.
We shall see. And the Brian Bulaga, what are you doing here on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday edition? I'm Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Tomorrow I will be at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
You can get $2,000 off your project winners if you're drawn, if you set an appointment tomorrow. Snacks.
Sandwiches. I have an appointment already.
Sandwiches. Some kind of sides, which we don't know exactly what that's going to be. But the upset of the weekend. Jelly is not coming down with us tomorrow. Too much volleyball. Too much volleyball post.
They don't even play until Friday.
That's the ironic part. Are they going to win a game this year or not?
Jesse Nelson.
We're working on that.
Jesse, they won a couple of games. They just didn't win the matches. Jesse is in
That's like saying the Packers won a quarter.
I'm just telling you that that's what they're called.
No, but I understand. I'm saying, great, they won the second quarter, but they lost by two touchdowns.
Gary Danielson during the Ohio State-Akron game said Akron should try to win each quarter, and that's how you approach coaching a game like that.
It's good advice. As I continue my introductions, Jesse Nelson,
Gary Danielson went from calling Bama, Georgia, to Akron playing Ohio State. Ouch, babe.
Jesse Nelson, who you hear across the Badger Volleyball Radio Network as the pre- and post-game host.
That's what I've heard.
Might have to make a change there. Got to make something up.
Is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison Studios, and so is the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm not going to get your boy or anything like that, but yeah.
Your boy can coach now, by the way.
Yeah, so after... We were at a function on Saturday. Saturday was not a good college football day watch for me. It was nice because the Badgers obviously played Friday, and then Saturday, I don't know. Was there any really good games besides Idaho-Oregon?
The night games were, like, Idaho-Oregon.
Sunday's night game was good.
Fresno State-Michigan was pretty close up until the end.
Up until it wasn't.
And Texas A&M-Notre Dame was
Michigan's
a good one.
Let me tell you something. Michigan ain't going to be in the mix when it comes to the championship of Big Ten this year. Okay.
Okay. So are you here to apologize to both Jasons in your life?
Why?
Jason Wilde, who told you that I am going to watch that game and you should be watching it, your best friend coaching the team.
I watched the last part of the fourth quarter, and I've texted with him pre and post.
Okay. You were dismissive when we did the weekend.
Well, they were 49-point dogs. I didn't think they were – I did not think – listen – I'm not going to get into gambling lines because I can't.
I understand.
When it comes to college.
So please
other
don't.
Stuff I think I can. But there was just not going to be a case where a Jason Eck-led football team was going to get beat by 50. No, 44 maybe. 47 possibly. 50 no blanking way. But I'm going to say something crazy here. You guys open to some craziness?
Yeah, he's the next coach of the Badgers.
No. What do you think? I'm an idiot. He is going to be the next coach.
Some people were saying that after Friday
night.
He's
going to be the next coach of the Gophers.
Ooh.
Minnesota's coach. This is going to be his last year. I'm not going to be torn because it's my boy.
Wow.
But don't be surprised. Just start. Don't be surprised.
Oh, we're getting the windy. Nice. If you're not watching on
don't
YouTube.
Be surprised.
You think he secured another job already after week
Let
one
me tell you
performance
something.
This year?
When you have a performance like that, it moves the needle.
Oh, no doubt.
So, yeah. Who knows? I mean, he's obviously going to need to have a good rest of the season. Pretty good starting point. And I am not one, and I saw his post-game speech.
Ooh.
The Idaho put it up on their, if you follow Idaho Vandals, it was really good. It was... We competed, but make no mistake about it. That's not what we came to do. But I think, all in all, you got to be pleased as punch.
How do you know him?
How do I know who?
Jason Eck.
I played ball with him at Wisconsin.
Well, maybe not everybody knows that, so just wanted to...
Okay. Apparently Jesse didn't.
That's great. The question.
Yes, we walked on together. We've been very good friends for a long time.
And they showed a picture of him in his Badgers uniform during the broadcast. It was a really entertaining game. And they had some trickeration that was really fun. Not as fun as the Fukaruski.
I used to kick his keister running the triple option with Nebraska back in NCAA 95.
Oh, I bet you did. And NHL 95 too.
If you're playing Idaho, run the triple option. I don't know if Sochek's got that figured out yet.
So it was an extremely entertaining game. I am curious because I was going to text him afterward as well, but I had the thought that you just basically said he mentioned in his post-game speech, which is like, do you congratulate him on a what did you tell him or what did you text him? Because I didn't know what to say.
Great effort.
It's not like they
you got to be proud of your guys.
Ducks.
Like, it's all coach speak. Coach Eck likes coach speak.
Okay. All right.
So
good
coach
to know.
Speak to him.
All right. Well, I'll send him my note that I have in my drafts. But it was a very entertaining game. I'm sorry that you missed the most entertaining parts of it, but I'm sure you had more important things to do than watching your best friend coach his team.
Jason, you and I could have said congrats on covering the spread. Tausch wouldn't be able to say that.
That's
so.
Correct.
Yeah,
I would never say that.
And I wouldn't say that because that's not my thing. All right. So the Vandals go into Eugene and put up a great fight. The Badgers experience a similar fight from the Western Michigan Broncos. Tausch, we'll get into the Packers getting ready for Brazil and Darius Slay and everything else. But I know it feels like forever ago because the game was played on Friday.
Yeah, a lot of games since then.
How about the
Big Ten beating up on LSU on Sunday?
Whole Big Ten beat them up?
Big Ten.
All 18 teams?
The Big Ten was with USC.
Some people would
like
say it just means more here in the Big Ten than
the
SEC.
You said it.
17-1.
Yeah, you
this
said
weekend.
It.
17-1 for the Big Ten.
There you go. Yeah, you're so welcoming to the new members.
Yeah, we're going to welcome this. These West Coast teams when they win. When they lose, they're soft, and we don't want them. That's how this is going to go.
So, I think we kind of talked about this as we went through the week of not knowing what teams are now with the new world that we're in with college football, but. What did you think of the performance? They obviously gutted it out at the end and get the W. What did you think of how the Badgers played out on Friday night?
Well, so one of the things that we've heard for really since Luke has been here is finish. And last year, obviously, that wasn't the case in most of the games. This game obviously was tighter than I think most anticipated. But you found a way to get it done. This is what I think most coaches like, is when you have a game that maybe things didn't go quite the way you wanted, you still found a way to win, and you got a lot of coaching points. As far as moving forward, I think there's a lot of things that this group needs to be a lot better at than what we saw. And hopefully we'll see a little bit more of that Saturday. But I'll say this, the atmosphere, phenomenal at Camp Randall. I don't know if it was because there were some adult beverages that could be purchased, if that changed, but a great atmosphere, especially when you start looking at how the game played out throughout most of it. It was, you know, a lot of long drives, limited possession game, and when you don't cash in, as Wisconsin didn't, on a few opportunities, you let a team hang around, and then it was one of the best executed fake field goals I've ever seen. It was just really well executed by the wing, by the placeholder, and pretty athletic kicker. So when you factor all of that in, that's the recipe for upsetting a team that shouldn't lose to you, is turnovers and do some things on special teams that'll get you some extra points. That's what they did, and they had us on the ropes. Had old boy come up and fielded that punt instead of backpedaling away and letting it hit one of his guys. It could be a whole different animal, but hey, we'll take a 14-point win and move on to the next week all day.
Not cover the spread, not that you would point that out. All right, I want to get to Brazil Week and this ridiculousness that's playing out with Philadelphia players talking about what the situation is as they perceive it in Sao Paulo, and the Packers pretending that all they're focused on is football. We'll get to that coming up. But I do, since it was Labor Day weekend, and because of the NFL, maybe even when you were a player early in your career, I can't remember when it shifted, but now the NFL is considering retaking over Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
I know in our little text chain that we acted like this was, they stole it from you. I don't think that that's necessarily the case.
Well, here's what I will tell you for certain. I'm not interested. People say, oh, you steal ideas, all this other stuff. Let's not act like we're all reinventing the wheel here, okay? Like, there's a lot of common thoughts. It's just, that's just foolish talk. I'm not even going to oblige that. Did they steal my idea? Maybe. Did Mike Florio maybe steal my idea? Probably not, but maybe. But what I will say is, I can distinctly remember in NFLPA meetings, the NFL doesn't want to start before Labor Day because TV numbers go up, kids, summertime, and all this other stuff. Those days are gone. TV numbers are going up, streaming, everything's on your phone, Peacock and Amazon and all the other fun stuff. And
what
now,
is that voice?
It's
what
all about exclusive windows.
A Peacock.
It is now
Amazon.
More about
Jahulu.
It's, it's more about pillow windows of when can we get exclusive time that there's nothing else going on. So what will happen is this is going to move to 18. They will start it a week earlier. They will get rid of another preseason game, and I think everybody will be pleased as punch except for the players and anyone that cares about player safety. But that ship has sailed, and I'm not going to sit here and fight that. Then college football will have to move it a week earlier because college football needs this week.
Week negative
then
one.
Then high school football will need to move theirs a week earlier because they want their exclusive window for Prep Mania and et cetera, et cetera. And I think, by and large, this is just the way it's going to go. The NFL is not going to give up a September Labor Day weekend where they can get an exclusive game. Shoot, they might push it to Wednesday. They might go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then maybe even go Tuesday. They'll call it the inaugural week of NFL
football.
Opening
week.
Which, actually, they can steal that idea. It's not a bad one. They should go full week because they can then get the Amazons and the Netflixes and everybody else to buy up games. And then hopefully that money goes into NFL pensions for all of us old washed-up players. That's the goal, I think, for most of us.
The year was 2000. Mark Tauscher was a baby-faced seventh-round pick out of the University of Wisconsin.
But isn't it funny, though? I legitimately will tell you that everybody in that room is like, well, the NFL is not doing this because we are discussing we're never moving off of 16 games. That was that was one of our bedrock
Never's
principles.
Never's a long time, you always
It was
tell
a
me.
Bedrock principle. This was in 2007, 2008. We're never moving off of 16 games. And, of course, that was false. We moved. we will move again, and we will do whatever the NFL really, really wants, they will get.
That's true.
That's how the world works.
The 2000 Green Bay Packers, upon which you were a baby-faced rookie, opened the season against the New York Jets at home. They lost 20-16.
Tough one.
On September 3rd.
Yep.
So you played on Labor Day weekend when you were a rookie.
Fun. Yeah. It's time. It's time to get those windows open. Let's do it. But then,
well, speaking of windows,
college football week zero then needs to be middle of August, and week one needs to be the weekend before, and that might be a tough stretch, but I just don't think it matters. Were you not entertained last weekend?
Oh, you're all about being entertained, I hear, nowadays.
Hey, I'm just going with the flow.
We'll be entertained tomorrow, and we'll be providing some entertainment as well, theoretically at least, at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
We will get to that in a second, but this is a new read. I don't even know what I'm getting into here.
He'll be fine.
I'll tell you what, Adamas, another three-run home run, right? Didn't he have another one yesterday? It's almost like hitting a cycle. They're the window, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are the window and door equivalent of hitting for the cycle. Pella, they manufacture all of their own products. Each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it will stand the test of time. They also have that quality craftsmanship and innovative design that are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and beautiful performances. You order by September 30th, you get as low as $18 per window and $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more. And let's pull this up. Tomorrow is the day. Jason and I, no jelly. I believe KBN is coming down. We're going to be down at the Pella Experience Center in Brookfield all day tomorrow and during the lunch hour. Small sandwiches, sides. Oh, baby. And you know what? This is the real beauty of it. If you come in and you set an appointment, $2,000 off of whoever wins that drawing. Just want to make sure it's not just – you got to win the drawing.
Sure.
$2,000 off. The winner will be announced on the website on Friday, September 6th. But that's not it all. There's more. Yeah, sandwiches and refreshments and all that. Drawings throughout the day for game tickets, gift cards, and many other prizes will also be down at Brookfield. So Jason and I will be down there tomorrow from 9 till 12. KBN, the entire ESPN Wisconsin crew.
How'd you think that went?
I didn't think my beginning part was great, but it always starts
kind of like
off
the Packers season
sluggish.
Last year. I thought you finished strong. It was good. Yeah.
Thanks.
All right. The Packers are about to start their season with a game in Brazil. And it feels like some are trying to avoid saying the things that the NFL doesn't want them to say. Others, like Darius Slay and A.J. Brown and a few others, having no problem at all saying things that the NFL does not, I think, want them to say. But is it accurate? We'll talk about that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
With one more practice stateside today. And we'll have Matt LaFleur after practice and locker room, and then they will depart tomorrow for Sao Paulo. They will have some sort of day before the game practice / walkthrough, whatever it's going to be.
Yeah, and just in, you know, I was up in Green Bay the last, you know, I guess what, Wednesday, Thursday,
talking
and
to people, and not as a reporter.
The big, not as a reporter at all, but I think obviously there's some concerns, especially about the getting to and fro practice sites and games, because police escorts and the things that NFL players are and organizations are accustomed to, there may be you have to adjust and adapt for
adapt or die
traffic. Can be a little bit more time on a bus than I think guys would like. Just another little thing
right.
that they're dealing with.
So We'll get to what Matt LaFleur has been doing. And again, he's going to talk after practice.
Dude, I'll tell you what Matt LaFleur has been doing. He is learning lessons from past mistakes.
I'm going to debate that with you.
Let me hear it. It's about time you debate something.
I want you to hear Darius Slay on his podcast first and hear what he had to say. And I have
what is his podcast called? Because he has a ton of options with that great name.
What would you name it?
I don't know.
Before we tell you, what would you name it?
I would think something like Slaying It, or I don't know. It'd be something better than what I'm going to call
it. You really nailed that.
Really brought it there.
Okay, well, what would you...
Ton of options.
What is it called?
I would call it...
Why don't you tell me what movie you want to see?
I would call it Big Play Slay.
Is that what it's
Which is what he calls.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
It's better than Slaying.
Here is Darius Slay.
Slay Ride. For the holidays, yeah.
Special edition. We'll bring in Burl Ives to sing the theme song.
One Horse Open Slay.
All right, now you're pushing it. Let's hear from Darius Slay discussing his feelings about playing in Brazil on his podcast, Big Play Slay.
Week one, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait. But, man, I do not want to go to Brazil. You want to know why? I'm here to tell you why. They already told us not to leave the hotel. They told us we can't do too much going on because the crime rate is crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, NFL, why would y'all want to send us somewhere with the crime rate this high and like, we got the country. So, you know, the first thing people think is, like, something terrible can possibly happen. I told my family, do not come down there because, like, I'm not going to be nowhere to be found. Really, I'm going to be in a hotel chilling, minding my business, playing my game after a long 9.5-hour flight. So, I don't have no intentions on doing nothing. I'm going to eat hotel food. I'm doing everything. But they said, yeah, man, it's going to be pretty crazy down there. You know, the police said they're going to be, you know, try to be the best they could possibly be, the top flight security of the world.
Police say they're going to be the best they could possibly be, was what he said there.
That's good.
That's good.
Better than what you're
looking for.
That's better than if they said you're on your own.
Good luck. So, all right. I have never been to Brazil. I have never left North America. I don't know what Brazil is like. I don't know what it's going to be like when the Packers arrive on Wednesday after their 10.5-hour flight.
I
do know.
It's a little bit longer than 10.5.
Well, this is what I'm told.
My sources are telling me it's 12.
It's not. Maybe it is. Maybe it's 10.5 on the way back. But that's the number that Matt LaFleur's people have been using when Matt LaFleur's not talking about this trip. But I have heard players in the locker room having this conversation about all the things and some of the misinformation that's been out there about colors and whatever else. I am uncomfortable with this discussion because I don't feel like I know anything concrete about Sao Paulo that I can be walking around going, boy, whew, the crime rate, it's a terrible place, whatever it might be. I don't know. And by the way, the National Football League had one of their first-round picks get shot in the chest while having his watch stolen in San Francisco, California. In an area that Paula and I have been to multiple times because we love San Francisco, that area, that Union Square area, is a tourist destination. Many in San Francisco.
Not anymore.
Well, what I'm saying is that bad stuff happens in a lot of places, including in San Francisco, California. Now, I don't know how much worse it is in Sao Paulo. I can't speak to that. My point is that when you have players and coaches and organizations who are thinking this way and feeling this way, I don't know that it's a good look for the league, and I think that's why Matt LaFleur has tried so hard to pretend that he's not thinking or talking about this at all. Wouldn't you agree?
I think it's obviously a concern by the league, and I think if something unfortunately does happen, it will be...
God, I hope not.
Yeah, I think that's what we're all hoping is that play the game, get on the plane, and get home. I feel fairly confident that that's what the players are feeling, and that's what they're hoping, and I think that's on both teams. As far as all of the other stuff goes, you can say all of that, but I don't know how many times the league has put out a mandate if you go to San Francisco or to
right.
some other cities and say you can't leave the hotel. They're obviously very concerned. about it. And it's not, I've seen people say, well, that's xenophobic and that's all this. No, that's the reality of how the NFL, right, who's done the advanced scouting, knows. I don't know either. I have not. Matter of fact, I went to Peru and I didn't study any of that. I didn't know anything. I just went. Okay? And sure. So maybe sometimes that's even a better way to do it. But when, there you go. Beautiful. As far as this goes, this is both sides, all they care about. This is not some grand adventure where it's a bowl game trip, or when we went to Hawaii, we'd go surfing and we did all the fun stuff. This is all business. It's fly in, play, get the heck out.
My question is, why are we doing it? You always say the bottom line is always money.
Is because of money, and because there is, I didn't realize this, but Sao Paulo is the second biggest city, and it's bigger than New York. It's
one and a half times bigger than New York.
That the NFL knows, in order to continue to grow, they need to go and do more things internationally. That's why they're doing it. And this is a country that they hope they can grow the game in, that they can get fans excited about it, and then get into those markets in a more meaningful way than what they're doing. It is a risk, no question. And I don't know, you have to go on adventure and explore and do these things in order to grow. We'll see if it pays off. But that's why they're doing it. They're doing it for that. They're doing it because it's a Friday. They're able to exclusively window and sell that to Peacock. All of those things, it's money. It's as when you ask those questions, it's almost 99% of the time it's money. So that's why they're there. And agree, argue, disagree, whatever you want to do, the league is concerned about it. The teams are concerned about it.
Yes.
And to sit and just act and say, well, you can't say anything about it. No, you can. And I think everybody has a high concern level about it. Nobody's taking their families with them. It is get in, play, and go. That's where they're at with this, because logistically, and it's not just about all of the stuff that Slay was talking about, it's also a haul. You know, to get there. And then if you're going to do all that, you're going to want to go and explore and do all those things. And the league has said, no, that's not what you're going to be doing. You're going to go, you're going to practice, you're going to eat, you're going to go, and you're going to get on the plane, go home.
My point is simply, if you as a league and you as organizations feel like you have to give these types of directives to the people that are going to play the game, I have an issue with you choosing to play the game there. I don't care about how their crime rate compares to Baltimore or Detroit. I traveled with the team for 20 years and went to cities like you did, and we all did the same thing, whether we were the starting right tackle or some snot-nosed beat writer. You dropped your bags at the hotel as soon as you got there, and you went out and explored the city. The fact that the league feels it has to put these players in a cocoon, that's my issue here. Okay? Again, I agree. Every major city in the world has crime. I understand that. But I don't want to say hypocrisy, but it kind of feels like hypocrisy that, hey, we're expanding the game. We want to be global. But we don't feel like our people are safe to be coming to the city where we've put the game. That's my issue. And you talk about people saying it's xenophobic. I understand where they're making that point. I get their point. But it's the league who is doing this. And I want to get to what Matt LaFleur hasn't said coming up. Because Matt LaFleur, I'm sorry, if you haven't discussed the situations, I understand Tausch can travel to Peru without having a clue. But the head coach's job is to make sure everybody knows what they're getting themselves into. Right? He is the chief messenger. He is the CEO of this team. And I think they had their meeting last night about travel yesterday. So maybe he was kind of playing the word game, which, you know, I love a good word game about how we haven't talked about anything except the Philadelphia Eagles. I would assume that has changed now, but I don't think he's going to change what he says. I don't think he's going to answer questions about it. We'll talk about that coming up. I always ask questions about how Tausch had his good weekend or not so good weekend on Prize Picks. Of course, none of the college action, but certainly lots of
projections in the pro game.
Indeed. Prize Picks, America's number one daily fantasy sports app. Over 5 million active members. Prize Picks, the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. And unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you v the numbers. All you do, pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you can watch the winnings roll, and you can turn $10 into $1,000. Sign up today. Get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive that $50 bonus. It is guaranteed. Preseason football is underway. No, preseason football is done. What am I talking about?
That's nailed it.
Long done. Regular season, you got what? When is the Chiefs game? Thursday?
Thursday night.
So you got 2 nights to get this season stuff in. Patrick Mahomes, more or less, 4,300 yards. I'm excited about that one. Jordan Love, you got Josh Jacobs rushing. There's a lot of stuff that I feel really good about. Enter your season picks before week one kicks off. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, run your game.
We'll get to what Matt LaFleur said or didn't say next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
All right, Tausch, you suggested, I don't want to misquote you, that Matt LaFleur learned from his London negativity and is handling this differently.
Sounds like you disagree.
Well, I want you to just hear how the press conferences have gone when the subject of logistics and travel and what the NFL is saying to us and everything else have come up.
Okay.
To your point, he's not whining and complaining. I was going to use different phrases, but I think that gets us censored on everything but YouTube.
I don't know.
Blanking and moaning.
I understood where you were going. I think you... Okay.
Anyway. he's not doing that. Okay, that's true. He is not bemoaning how much he hates going to London like he did for London. He's not doing that for Sao Paulo. But I would think the curt nature of his answers would tell you that he still hasn't necessarily learned a better way to put a happy face on a trip he doesn't want to take. Here is our exchange with him from earlier in the week.
Hey, Matt, you said very clearly yesterday your focus is on the Eagles, but A.J. Brown said earlier in the week, you know, that Sirianni had a meeting and there was a list of don'ts to do on this trip. Have you talked to your guys about this is not the same as a road trip to...
I've only talked to our guys about the Philadelphia Eagles and what we need to do.
Suppress that.
We have not talked about it.
I know Matt Klein is there and maybe a few others. Have they said anything, or have you gotten any word just about the air quality down there? And if that's...
Right now. No idea.
Do you have to make any concessions, or will you guys be able to get to the stadium either earlier on Friday or at least get there a little bit Thursday to look around and see what it's like? Or is it just going to be a regular show up however many hours beforehand that you normally do?
Yeah. Same as we do every week.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, he's clearly learned his lesson.
You laugh. I agree with you. He has learned his lesson. Why? He's not going to sit there and give glowing recommendations.
He's done a great job of not publicly
complaining.
He's staying
on message, yes.
But he's not hiding his disdain for this trip. Agreed?
He is not saying the same whining and complaining.
I agree.
So it is different. Yes. Nobody is going to sit there, and Jason, you know this better than anybody. When you ask a coach about a player, he can say something without saying that the kid stinks or he's no good. He'll say, oh,
Sean Ryan's out of shape.
So has he learned his lesson? Absolutely he did. And from Philly's standpoint, their messaging, and it really, for as much as it does matter what Matt LaFleur says, and it does, have you heard any players say, I don't want to be there, or I don't want to go? Have you heard any of the guys
say? Not on the record.
Okay.
Not on the record, I haven't.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you on the record, none of these guys want to go to this game. They all would rather play here. They don't want, nobody wants.
You think they would rather play in Philadelphia?
Yes.
I agree. They won't say that.
They don't want to fly the 12 hours. Yes, they do.
They don't want to fly. They don't want to be on lockdown.
They're concerned. They want
to. They want their family to be able to go.
And but in fairness, when your family goes to Philly, they also give you requirements.
Right, they do.
Security requirements too.
You're
don't
right.
wear jerseys, and that always seemed goofy to me. But nobody wants to go and play this game that are involved with the organizations. It's the NFL and their business people that want this game. And you know what? You can complain about it, but everybody wants that pie to grow, and everybody wants a little slice of that pie. So you ain't going to go get big pie sitting in Philly just constantly. It's got to be big. You got to get that pie wider, and you got to try some different fruits and nuts.
Blueberry.
I don't know what the pie of choice is in Brazil. I don't know.
Probably Brazil nuts.
They're going to dabble. Yeah, maybe it's Brazilian nuts. They're going to dabble because they want that pie. But no. So hide it, or you don't have to say, no, I don't want to go. And my team doesn't want to go. So is he handling it better? I don't care if, yes, he is hiding it. And just because you know him and you're in there and you know how he really feels doesn't mean publicly, I don't see any quotes sitting there saying, this sucks and we don't want to be there. That's what they feel, but they're not saying it because when you message that way, your team hears it, and all of a sudden, a trip to London, which should have been a really fun deal, turned into a slog, and you end up filling your britches and get beat against a team that wasn't that good, and your quarterback busts his thumb and your season goes off the rails. Uh-huh. Is that what you wanted him to do? Because
I
love the fact that he learned a lesson, and even though he doesn't want to fly to Brazil tomorrow, he would much rather sit here and then Thursday fly, get a Philly cheesesteak, chill out, go do his thing, and come home, and he'll be home Friday night rather than Saturday afternoon. Of course, those are the things that he wants, but his messaging and his approach is a lesson learned in the debacle of the London trip from a couple years ago.
I don't think he's doing in any way an effective job of masking how much he hates this. And I think players have gotten, he has done, or whoever has told him, because he says he hasn't talked about anything else, whoever has told them to stay on message, and that their message is, we haven't even talked about it. That's what they went with. The players have followed that directive. There's no denying that. Again, I'm in the locker room every day. I have overheard multiple guys, knowing that I'm standing there. So it's not like I was like creeping up behind them.
It?
I'm not going to
tell me who.
It wasn't on the record.
Oh.
But there were multiple players.
Big
having
J.
This,
it's Big J.
Having really? This conversation, yeah. Expressing reservations, concerns. Now, again, I think some of it is misinformation, right? Like talking about the color green and whatever else that was out there at one point. I'm not saying that they are well informed. Now, maybe they are now. If they had a meeting yesterday after practice about the logistics and everything else, maybe they have a better understanding.
Do we understand what the culture is in Sao Paulo, to understand the color schemes and what, you know, different things? I don't have a clue. Do you? Or is it just that you think that you know? Because
no,
I don't know.
I do. I think that I know because I did some reading on it. And the arch rival of the team that plays in the stadium is green. But I think it was all much ado about nothing. It's not like they're going to hold it against the two green teams that are playing there.
But just to be safe,
green.
You probably want to wear something that's not green. Is that fair?
I don't know enough about whether or not you need to wear different colors.
Okay, so all in all, there is not a player or a coach that wants to go do this trip. They don't. So this is going to be one of those, who is going to make this suck less? Like, that's what this is going to come down to. And who's going to go in with the approach of, this is a business trip, let's go win a football game?
Yeah.
I think Green Bay's done a better job of it this time around than Philly has.
No, I disagree. You want me to disagree with you more?
No, I don't know if this is
a good thing for this season.
I want you to be authentic about what you're
doing. I am authentic. That's one thing I am. And sometimes I'm authentically boring and don't have an opinion. But I just think the Packers have done a better job of not expressing their dislike or concerns publicly. But does that matter? Like, if the guys are getting together for their, I mean, it wouldn't be Thursday. It would have been, let's see, yesterday was technically Thursday for them in their week. So they get together for dinner last night. You don't think they're talking at Rustique Pizzeria about all their concerns about this? And they're just focused on, well, what do we need to do to stop Saquon Barkley?
They 100% are, but they're not doing it publicly.
Right. And what I'm saying is that I don't think that that necessarily puts them at a major advantage over the Eagles because they've had two players come out and express their reservations publicly.
How many times have I told you about what a close-knit group, and when you know things are resonating, the messaging is the same?
I don't think that's the same as this. I don't.
Well, because it doesn't fit your narrative.
No, Tausch, that's not why.
Okay, why is it?
Because when we're talking about, you know, we got to stick together because we've played like garbage the last couple weeks and we can't point fingers and that kind of stuff, that's about team dynamics. This is about a trip to a place that there are guys with concerns about, whether they're well-placed or not. Okay? Again, this is not a referendum.
Do you think they're well-placed?
I've never been to Sao Paulo. I don't know.
Okay.
I haven't.
Okay.
But are you asking me if I would be worried
You would never go in a million years.
If
Craig Karmazin said, Wildy, we need you down there to cover this.
If I worked for the Packers.
No. Okay. Yep.
Right? Because, you know, they tried to hire me once upon
a time. That's what I heard.
Luckily they
didn't.
How much
were they offering to pay you?
A lot, but I think I would have gotten fired.
Ton?
A lot.
Oh,
but
really?
Be that as it may.
What does hot quits mean?
Don't. I don't know, but I do know a social security number. If I was in Wes Hodquist's spot, I'd be really uncomfortable. I'd be nervous. I would. I'd think, okay, the NFL is going to do everything it can to protect us, but I'm hearing these things, I'm reading these things like everybody else, mm-hmm. and I'm a worrier by nature. I would be apprehensive.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Yep.
Okay? So, again, I don't know, but the idea... It's one thing, and I 1,000,000% agree with you when you talk about messaging when it comes to we've lost 4 games in a row, we have to stick together type stuff. If your messaging resonates and sounds the same, yes, totally agree. If it's about I'm nervous about going to play this game somewhere that I've never been, and I mean, you know, Braden Narveson, their new kicker, got married in Mexico in July. He wouldn't even have his passport to go kick in this game had he not been getting married to his wife, Shelby.
It can expedite that.
I understand, but my point is that he had never...
passports.
Thank you. Can you Tausch explain passports?
I'll tell you what's really annoying is when you got
to
go get the picture and then they don't tell you that the picture machine thing is broke and you got to go wait in line for 6 hours at a local Walgreens.
Not that that's ever happened to you.
Super irritating. It didn't happen to me, but it happened to someone.
All I'm saying is... Braden Narveson had never left the United States before he got married in July.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing there's multiple guys on the team that are the same boat and have some apprehension.
Okay.
And again, I heard them having these conversations. So, mm-hmm. which is, again, I don't blame them. My point is simply the messaging doesn't necessarily make it go away. Just because they're all saying, all we're focused on is the Philadelphia Eagles, like a bunch of cyborgs, doesn't mean that they're not worried. Doesn't mean that it's not on their minds, because it is.
So this is where you are being hypocritical, because the same thing when the New York Giants played Green Bay in London, you could say, well, what does it matter if he doesn't really want to go? He's saying, what does it matter then? Because that doesn't affect the game, but it does.
Well, I was 1,000% wrong about his attitude about the game.
Okay. Well, now you're basically, what I'm guessing you're going to hear is embrace the suck. Embrace the suck of a 12-hour flight. Embrace the suck that you're going to be locked up in your hotel, that you can't go out and experience anything. Embrace the suck that it's going to take you 3 hours to take a bus ride from the hotel to the stadium. Embrace the suck. That is also something that you can embrace and rally around. So that's why I just think if you're going to do this and everybody is going to be miserable, embrace it.
At least
it.
From miserable
Rather
together.
Than sit there and have 100 different guys saying, this sucks, I don't want to be here. I don't want to go. This stop. Embrace the suck. Come out of there winning a game and fly home and enjoy your trip. That's it. Yeah. You lose, it's going to be the worst trip. It's going to suck. It's going to suck regardless. So embrace the suck.
Right. And then we'll move on. All I'm saying is that if that's the attitude and that's what they preached yesterday, great. All I'm saying is, to this point, listening to guys talk in the locker room, I even had one player ask me what I knew about Brazil, which ain't much. So they had not addressed those concerns.
Why
with them.
Why on earth would someone ask you about Brazil?
Because I'm an old man and they're
you
a young person.
Do don't leave your basement? Did you,
what, they don't
you wore
know
a yellow
that?
Shirt that said, that it say something? Why
Brazil.
Would any player come to you and ask about
we
Brazil?
Were, they didn't march up to me in the locker room.
Is that not the most
say,
ridiculous thing?
Hey, excuse
guys,
me.
Hold up.
Excuse
Wilson's
me, sir.
Over there. He knows Brazil. Jason, what do you know about Brazil? And I guarantee was, you kind of acted was, like you maybe was, knew a little something.
This is why I don't share things on the show. No.
Why? Because it creates fun content? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I hate really that. Marshawn Lloyd sitting there talking
fun.
To Josh.
Can
oh,
you
just
imagine?
A second, Josh. I
hold
talk
up a second.
To Jason.
Wait, there goes
Kenny
Jason
Clark.
Wilde.
You got
I need
Kenny
to ask
Clark
him about Brazil.
Wyatt sitting there and they're debating like, oh, how this. Hey, Wilde, get over here. You look like you know all those.
Wilde's my Brazil guy.
Brazil.
Hey, Wilde.
Oh, my God. Indeed. That would have been fun digi only right there.
All right. That would have been, but that's not how it happened. We were talking about other things, and then the discussion turned. Never mind. All right. We need to put a bow on this conversation so we can get ready for Bulaga.
But
during
we all
the...
agree that nobody wants to go to this game.
Right. Okay. Exactly. Except the Cleveland Browns.
No.
Or
I
at
think,
least their ownership.
Yeah, I think their ownership did. But their players, I can assure you, don't have an interest in doing this either. So I'm not going to say I was wrong because I still believe this will be a advantage to the G&G. I still believe it because you take away the crowd noise aspect and you take away a little bit of the juice. This is a neutral site game at best. I still think it's going to be pro-Packer.
I think it'll be pro-Packers.
So
agree.
You're getting a 10th home game that you have to travel 12 hours for and stay locked up in your hotel and not do anything.
The real question... Having not been to Brazil, I don't know if you know that I've never been there, even though players come to me with asking for advice about Brazil.
I think Wilde needs to, the rest of the show, drop at one little nugget about Brazilian culture.
Our resident
that we didn't
Brazil
know.
Expert.
Yes. Put down Jason Wilde, Brazilian expert, and I can't wait to hear more about what little fun facts he was telling Kenny and the boys in the locker room about Brazil. That is one of the most ridiculous. I am now picturing Kenny just going up and Jason scrambling to come up with any nugget that he could tell Kenny of Brazil.
Well, they speak Portuguese.
Sim. Sim. Obrigado. Senhor Wilde. Is that how we'd say it? Is that how they do it?
I don't
Jason?
Know. I don't
oh,
speak
I
Portuguese because I've never
knew.
Been to Brazil.
Oh.
I am curious, having never been to Brazil, how their bathrooms are and if they need Kohler services to upgrade them like the Coliseum, and I don't mean the Oakland Coliseum.
So guess what the old T's did on Sunday? You'd think Labor Day weekend. We stopped at the Kohler Center where they make all the toilets and everything else. We spent a great weekend doing fun stuff, or at least a day down in Kohler, and we found, look at all those toilets for all, everybody up there, like toilets everywhere. And then the kids got a kick out of, and Jesse, I don't know if I sent you that video, Kohler's got everything going on, all these different designs, and if you're looking to do something with your bath or shower, it's Kohler services every time. Family owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer, providing care for life. And this month only, get $1,000 off and zero interest for 12 months on your Lugstone shower remodel. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation, always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com. They have all the history of toilets down in the basement. Then they have all the new stuff and the designs and... I thought at first this was chess, like chess pieces. No, toilets. Just toilets.
Who's
everywhere.
The naked guy pushing the pushing the bathtub?
That's some Brazilian guy. I don't know. I thought I was going to ask you who that was since you're a Brazilian
expert. Did you know that Brazil is the longest country in the world, 2,800 miles?
I thought Chile was.
Huh? Did you know that Brazil has the most species of monkeys?
I did not
in the world.
Know that. Stop using all of them. Save them one segment.
I got plenty. We don't have enough show for all my facts.
I really
hope
that you take that little note card in, so before the fellas take off, you're going to continue to drop them little nuggets.
They may have me speak to the team before their departure.
We'll speak to you more next on Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. 'Cause I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me low. I'm my own worst enemy. It's bad when you ignore yourself. So irritating. No, don't wanna.
Continuing our fun facts about Brazil segment. Did you know?
Oh my God.
That Brazil is the largest exporter of coffee in the world.
I did know that.
Over 40% of the world's coffee is grown there, and they produce 3 million tons annually. So there you have it. All right, Tausch, to put a bow on this so we can get to the 10 o'clock hour, let's forget about Brazil. Let's forget about the country. Let's forget about the concerns that players, correctly or not, have. Let's talk just simply about the football field upon which they will play this game. It is a soccer stadium.
The turf? The sod?
I believe it's grass. I don't believe they've removed the grass like they did in London and put in artificial surface for the football, that the American football players to play on. But as we talked about, Rob Domofsky had the story about them sending a ship, container ship over with all their stuff, including goalposts. If you're going to a game like this, we know our
Does
Winnipeg
the home team have to provide that, or is the NFL provide
That's a great. I think the groom, I think the bride's family, like Craig Thompson, handles that kind of stuff.
You laugh. I was at a party Saturday night, and someone told me, "Oh, I'm the father-in-law of so and so," and I asked I have to stop. I can't, though. I'm like addicted to asking.
Why? You don't have to ask.
I know,
this question.
But I do. I'm fascinated by it. I shouldn't be, but I am.
We all remember another trip to a football stadium that did not traditionally host NFL games in Winnipeg, and our Winnipeg correspondent, the Clinkster, all the problems they had in Winnipeg with the field and the field being different for Canadian football. There was the game at the Hall of Fame game with the paint issue. Is the variable
Holman Lindsay? They went to
especially in that instance. If you're a player, is that an issue for you? Is that a concern for you? Forget all the other stuff.
You're definitely going to be questioning and asking T-Bone and the shoe, all the equipment folks, what shoes, you know, because that's always, you know, what cleats you need to wear so that you're not slipping. And I know, especially when you had those games in London where they would put down fresh grass, it would get slick. And then if you were in seven studs versus molded. And so that will be the only concern. I don't think anyone else is going to be any of the other issues, because my guess, the field's going to be 100 yards long, 53 and a third wide. And if it's not, then we have some issues. But outside of that, it's just about what cleats do I need to have to give myself the best chance so that I'm not slipping and sliding around all day. That's it.
Well, we will see. They will go to the stadium on Thursday to see the field and to experience that in advance of Friday's game. And when Friday's game kicks off, I know there's going to be a couple guys on the sideline that want to get some action, and they're going to say to Matt LaFleur, pour me in, coach!
Well, I know I'm excited. I love this Friday night football. I think it's been fantastic, and it's part of it because I love Tito's. Tito's Handmade Vodka on a game day on Friday or a Saturday or Sunday. Pour me in, coach! From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy Bloody Mary, salt the rim of a Tito Rita, or take home the win with Tito's, and it doesn't matter. Soda, cranberry water, whatever it might be. You're calling the game. You change up your roster or wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Oh, you know that's right. Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at Tito'sVodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
You go out with LePay after the game or something? A little late night, like you said you love Friday night football with your Tito's. You weren't doing it during the game, were you?
I was not. No, I guess maybe it was Saturday is when I had some Tito's.
The Flipperuski was a particularly good line. I thought I enjoyed
and
that.
I knew that the Ashcraft was going to get me. I knew it. I told Matt that was going to happen. Luckily, I almost went the whole route. I cut it short, but I corrected myself mid. Yeah, it wasn't my best.
All I'm going to say is, if you are not syncing up the Varsity app with the TV, you're doing it wrong. Like,
I'm only going to say Tucker, because I think I'm going to butcher it every time and say.
What do you mean? What happened when you said Ashcraft?
It
sounded a lot like
I went Johnson and Sons Paving, and it wasn't good.
What will be good is the 10 o'clock hour, which will start late in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.